This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You waiting for me to say something?
And no one lets you dance.
Well, MGMT? Or is this the older version? Is this the... Tim, what do you got?
No, this is MGMT.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It just turned down.
Who's MGMT?
Management. Yeah. MGMT, that's a, it's a band.
It's an abbreviation of management.
You don't like the song? You like that beat, though, don't you? You know what I started watching, Rob, was the evolution of...
It'll be...
What, you want to...
Sounds kind of... 80s.
Yeah.
A little bit. Is that what the original version was out?
Like a Bananarama feel to it?
Yeah.
You wonder if Daniel LaRusso's out there?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, okay.
It's
no, no Fetty Wap, but...
Yeah. I wouldn't put it on my playlist, but I don't hate it. I'm glad you're keeping that microphone. That's all yours.
I got news for you. That ain't the worst thing that's hit that microphone if it's been in his house.
Yeah, is that why you asked for a new one when you got here? Hey,
you know, this mouth has been to some places.
Oh, boy. Oh. Having said that, we're waiting on Dick Girardi. Yeah.
We need Dick. Hurry up.
That's just who we're waiting on. Yeah. That's the only reason why I brought that up. Because we
need Dick so we don't get in trouble.
No. No, all for the game. Did you hear that? Kentucky Derby, Jeremy, you putting a couple dollars on that?
You know what's funny? So for me being the gambling guy, I'm not a huge horse racing. I like going to the track and betting, but it's not something I go out of my way to do because, like, there are so many people that I trust more than I would trust me when it comes to horse racing and breaking this down.
Okay.
It's the one thing to bet on that I really don't think I have a great grip on.
So you know, if you don't have knowledge of it, you're not going to do it.
I mean, look, I can do enough studying and put something together and make picks and feel comfortable with my picks, but it's not something where I would suggest to people, like, hey, I know what I'm doing here. Take these. You know, it's kind of odd. And Ed, you growing up in New York, you talked about it's boxing, baseball, horse racing, right? And that, like, New Yorker's the
Absolutely.
Background.
When I was a kid, my father used to take me to Belmont all the time.
Yeah.
Because it was a nicer track than Aqueduct. But we would go, and even when I became a teenager, we'd, you know, put on sport coats, sit in the club. It was like a thing we did. I love horse racing.
Joining us right now, courtesy of betonline.ag, he is Dick Girardi. What's going on?
What's up, guys?
Getting ready for the Kentucky Derby. I'm so glad this thing is in this traditional spot right now. You know, we know the horses that they're talking about right now. You know, you got Midnight Bourbon, you had Soup and Sandwich, you had some of the other somewhat underdogs. Who is the underdog that you would say you got to keep your eye on?
I think you got a good one in Midnight Bourbon. You got to love the name, right, running the Kentucky Derby.
Absolutely. It is presented by Bourbon this year. It's presented by, what is it, Woodford Reserve. Yeah.
In Kentucky.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been known to, people have been known on occasion to drink some alcohol in Kentucky.
Yes, exactly.
I've noticed that through the years that I've been down there. So Midnight Bourbon, just beyond the name, never worse than third and seven starts.
Right.
Second in the Louisiana Derby to Hot Rod Charlie is going to be one of the favorites, and trained by Steve Asmussen and ridden by Mike Smith, who's a decade older than Tom Brady and still riding great.
Wow. Really? And what about any long shots, though, that you're looking at here? Because I've seen the favorites, you know, with the such a quality and midnight bourbon and stuff. But who is out there that just would, you know, if you wanted to pick a dark horse, would be the one?
How about number 16, King Fury, yeah, named after the heavyweight champ, Tyson Fury. He was actually coming to the race. The trainer, Kenny McPeak, the other day, put out on Twitter, DM Tyson Fury, says, hey, we got a ticket for you if you want to come to the race. So Fury's manager contacted the trainer and goes, are you serious? Guy says, yeah, I'm serious. So Fury's getting on a plane tomorrow, and he's coming to Kentucky. He's going to walk over in the post parade with a horse.
Damn gypsies at the Kentucky Derby now. So
that's right. Yeah. They let anybody in.
Hey, Dick, how are we making money on this? The most important thing, because the hard part is, you know, we've talked about this plenty of times with you. You fall in love with the favorites, but making money, it is picking those long shots, mixing them in with your trifectas and superfectas and all those things. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about the track as it's getting ready to come on. And the cool thing about the racetrack, it's real simple to decide how you did. Either you left with more money than you started or you didn't. So it just comes down to very simple and make money. I like the 9, Hot Rod Charlie. He's my horse. 8-1 on the line. Win bet, not a bad thing. Yeah, bet $20. You get back 160 if he holds it 8-1. Not a bad deal. Bet 200, you get 1600, whatever your number is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Hot Rod Charlie, I think, just a win bet, I think, is a good play this year.
Yeah, there he is, Dick Girardi. Dick, tell us how to find you on social media during the races.
You can get me at Dick Girardi with a J, and you want to get on betonline.ag. That's my sponsor, sponsoring all my radio spots. Great place to get prop bets. I mean, they're all kind of crazy prop bets, horse-to-horse bets, over-under on the time. Real good deal on betonline.ag.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
So, absolutely.
With what Dick's talking about, I do a lot of that with golf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.